Tefillah for Life, Shir number 59, Tuesday, Parshas Bereishis. There are two ways to make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. The Sfardim generally say Al Divrei Torah, which is the Shita of the Rambam, and the Ashkenazim say Lasaik B'Divrei Torah, which is the Shita of the Rosh. And there is a fascinating understanding in why we say either Lasaik or Al Divrei Torah. The Beis Yosef explains, he brings from the Avud Raham, that the reason why we would say Al Divrei Torah is because the bracha of Birchas HaTorah includes not only learning Torah, but it also includes fulfilling mitzvahs. And the Beis Yosef asks that that's not true, because when a person fulfills a mitzvah, he makes a bracha on the mitzvah itself. So why would we say Al Divrei Torah, which includes learning Torah and mitzvahs, like the Avud Raham says, why is it necessary to include mitzvahs? It should only be learning Torah, because that's what it is. It's Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, the Beis Yosef says, like the Rosh, that the way we should say the bracha is Lasaik B'Divrei Torah, which means to be busy with Torah, which means to learn Torah, and then the bracha is primarily focused on learning Torah. Now let's understand what the Avud Raham is saying, and let's get an appreciation of what Birchas HaTorah is supposed to be. The Avud Raham is teaching us that when a person makes Birchas HaTorah, he's not only making a bracha on learning Torah, it also includes the mitzvahs. Now even the Ashkenazim that say Lasaik B'Divrei Torah, we can still learn a very important lesson from this Avud Raham. And the understanding is as follows. When a person learns Torah, it's not only a specific benefit that enhances his life that he is learning Torah. When a person learns Torah, it changes his outlook to all mitzvahs. A mitzvah that is done with a person that is learning Torah is a whole different mitzvah than a person that doesn't have a proper connection to Torah. So therefore, when we make a Birchas HaTorah, says the Avud Raham, we not only make the bracha on the learning of the Torah itself, we also include the mitzvahs. Because when we learn Torah properly, we are going to enhance all of our fulfillment of the mitzvahs. And yes, we do make a bracha generally when we fulfill a mitzvah. But the bracha that we are saying now is that extra enhancement that we get by learning Torah, we mention that in Birchas HaTorah. So not only is Birchas HaTorah a bracha on the specific mitzvah of learning Torah, it includes the enhancement that enhances all areas of Avodas Hashem when we have a strong connection to Torah. So this is the message that we are supposed to take from Birchas HaTorah. That when we learn Torah and we appreciate what Torah does for us, we will see an enhancement not only in the Torah that we are learning, we will see an enhancement in all areas of Avodas Hashem. And that's why the Avud Raham says that Birchas HaTorah includes mitzvahs also. Because the importance of Birchas HaTorah is to realize how chashuv Torah is and what an impact it can have on every area of our life. Not just on the Torah we learn, but on every single mitzvah that we do.